Day one. He says I need to keep a diary. Will anyone even read this? Okay. Today, I became livestock. He collared me, giving me a thick, brushed steel collar with leather on the inside and edges where it rests firmly against my neck. When I heard it lock and felt its comforting closeness, I knew my life would never be the same. It tingled down there so much. I was ready to be owned, to be my master's little hukou. When we met, he told me what he did for a living. It didn't stop me. In fact, I think it was quite the opposite, and I'm pretty sure he knew the very first time we met that I'd end up in the barn. Just one more in the herd. He attached a little yellow cowbell to my collar. My collar. It sounds weird to say, but it makes me feel so... He attached the bell and it jingles every time I take a crawling step. My breasts, well, they're mine, but really his now. Hung below me, my nipples diamond tips atop my breasts. He brought me to the stall. I quietly asked him for the bathroom. He told me to stay on all fours and clipped a leash to my collar. He took me outside and then we stopped. I was itching so badly to pee, but we weren't moving. Go on then. That's what he said. And I realized he meant for me to go out here. I tried to hold it. I really did. Some part of me thought he'd say it was all just a joke, and that he'd pull on my lead again and take me to a real toilet. He just waited. And then I couldn't hold it anymore. I had to go. When I was done, he sprayed me with a hose. I couldn't wash away the shame of being made to go like some creature and being treated like a dirty animal afterward. At least I was ready for it when I had to go again later. Day two. In the morning, I think we did some kind of training. I can't remember it. I just remember him snapping his fingers and feeling like I just woke up. I'm not sure. He rang the bell to get the other girls here to come in. They were out in the fields. I had been separated from them at first, so this was the first time I saw them. He'd never hidden what he did from me, but he had never shown me the farm. I had thought I had prepared myself. I thought I was ready to meet the herd. A couple of them walked in their practiced, efficient four-legged crawl. Their mouths had traces of green around them, and they were chewing. In between some of the chews, I could tell that it was grass. Their breasts hung below them, looking heavy yet firm. But what took me back the most was their faces. They looked dopey, placid, happy. He told them they'd be milked soon. They lit up and became so excited. I heard a number of them mooing with no sense of self-consciousness seeming to be left in them. The way seeing them made me feel. They're more animal than woman now. I just don't understand. Why does it make me feel so good? Day three. Some hypnosis. I know I dropped into trance easily. Did I even try to resist? Some more training. Later he tested me. He asked me to get a carrot that was duct taped some way up the wall. I failed. I got up on 2 feet, which was forbidden. I disappointed him. I begged for his forgiveness. Please, Master, I'm so sorry. I accepted my punishment. He told me the rules, and I had failed. He told me every hu cow on the entire farm follows the same rules. He told me the solution to the carrot problem. I wasn't ever meant to get it myself. I was meant to moo and get his attention, and he would take care of it. Day 4. More training. The others were brought in as he rung the outside bell. It was a little early to come back in, I thought. But as we filled in, we found out why. He had set up a milking machine just for me. Truthfully, I had been kind of jealous of them. I'd see them go into the milking parlor heavy, full, and almost agitated. But when they'd come out, they would come out looking like they were in pure bliss. He guided my head into the frame and fastened my lead. He brought the grasping cups up to my nipples. The cups attached. It felt like they pulled from deep inside my breasts. It built and built. It felt like electricity inside of me. I couldn't help but feel my sensitivity rising. I bucked involuntarily, the milker's constant working of my tits driving me over the edge several times. I fantasized how it felt to be milked when I had some milk to give. I finally knew what I felt. I was eager to be like them. My herd sisters. Day 7. Or 8? More training. More hypnosis. I'm used to going outside now to piss and even shit. He wordlessly follows and quickly cleans me up. I have to move to signal him to go. This wasn't easy for me, like at all. I nearly had an accident in the barn because I was stubborn. But he corrected me. I don't know why I cared so much about him taking my clothes. I don't miss them at all. He knows what's best for us. It feels good to be naked and always ready. If I wasn't, how could the others lick my pussy and I theirs? He's very smart. So much more than me. Sorry, diary. I'm not sure what day it is now. Things don't change much each day, and my farmer doesn't tell us what day it is. He said it doesn't matter, and the longer I stay here, the more I realize he's right. Master has helped me to be able to feel some of the tranquility the others feel. I can't help but moo and low in my herd while the milking cups greedily suck my tits. Huh. My herd. I suppose that's what we are. We are kind of like a family. It's been 3 days since my last entry. On the milker, I tend to lose myself to the feeling. I can't stop mooing. I don't want to either. I can't wait to be full of milk like my herd sisters. That's all for today. Everything else is normal. Oh, I did find a great spot for naps today. So, that was great. Day. Came in. I'm so happy. I had drops in my cups today. I watched them run up the tubes. Master showed me the bottle. I felt so good when he told me a part of me and my hard work was in there. Oh, I was so horny. Even more than just by being milked, I begged Master with moose. The only acceptable way. For his cock. He said I deserved a treat. My heart melted. So I positioned myself just like I was trained to give him the best access to my dripping cunt. I'm so very lucky to be bred. I'm so lucky to be a cow. day, a week since my last entry. More? Words hard. It take me 10 minutes to remember just how to write this, or took? Mooing much easier. Moo. Moo. Esther understands. Her sister's too. But says he wants diary. Even if difficult, Milker. Milker is fun. I become cow on the milker. Stay cow out in the field. Happy. Content like other cows here. Nothing better. Feeling the cups on me. I've been good sometimes. Master hand milks me. Or sometimes even breeds me while milking. My tits are heavy again. Feeling so full. Burning inside. So full. Must be soon for the milker. The milker makes me feel so good. Love the milker. Milker's fun. Always come, sometimes 3 or 4 times just from taking my milk. Esther says I'm a good cow. I hope I'm a good cow. When I'm outside, away from the barn, I go whenever I need. I don't even think about it. I'm an animal. I am owned. I long to serve master. I really am a cow. I make lots and lots of creamy milk. Day. Master's? Nope. It was day 33. Hard to write? Can't think. Me just want to move. I love master. Here he comes. I hope he breeds me. Move. Move. Move.